gonna send you guys an I Love New York pass. See the state?
Hi, everybody, and thanks for listening to our sixth edition of the New York Now Throwdown, where we test the New York State trivia knowledge of two movers and shakers from the state capitol. I'm Matt Ryan, your host. Our past winners include Ken Lovett of the Daily News, Matt Hamilton of the Times Union, Barb Bartoletti of the League of Women Voters, Dave Lombardo of State Watch, and Bill Mahoney of Politico New York. Let's introduce today's two contestants. First off, she covers the education beat for Politico New York and is a graduate of Utica College, right?
Yes, okay. Correct.
She is an aspiring Adirondack 46er. She is Keisha Klukey. Her Twitter handle is at Keisha Klukey. How far away are you from 46, Keisha?
I have 16 so far. Wow, okay. I'm doing one this weekend and hopefully a lot more in the summer, so we'll see.
That's it. Now, I should mention this as an aside. Karen DeWitt is our scorekeeper today. Karen, what are you, like one away from 46 or something?
I'm a 41er.
Wow.
I like choked at the hardest ones, I have to confess, and I've never gone back and done them, so.
All right, Keisha's
will surpass me soon, I'm sure.
Maybe we'll do the last ones together.
There you go.
That's an idea.
Keisha's opponent today is a Capitol reporter who hails from the Hudson Valley, a graduate of the University at Albany, and a reporter for City and State. We welcome in Ashley Hupfel. We'll see which part of the winners and losers list she makes this coming week. Ashley's Twitter handle is at Ashley Hupfel, H-U-P-F-L. Let's go over the rules. There are three rounds. The person who has the most points at the end wins. You will not be penalized for any incorrect guesses. Keisha and Ashley will be using bells on the tablets in front of them. First one in gets first crack. Here we go, round one. This connects northern Manhattan and Fort Lee, New Jersey for 102 million cars a year. Ashley.
Happy Seed Bridge?
Incorrect. Keisha's got 3 seconds.
I have no clue.
The GWB, the George Washington Bridge.
I'm a total upstater.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I have no clue.
This assemblyman is a practicing pharmacist and former mayor of the city of Cohoes. The answer is John McDonald.
Oh, darn.
We're doing great.
Guess so far.
Off to a slow start here.
I know, right?
What is the Twitter handle for Andrew Cuomo? Keisha. No.
At NYS.gov.
Incorrect.
It's at NY Cuomo.
Incorrect. It's at NYGov Cuomo.
Gov Cuomo.
To be fair, I would not have gotten that either, even though I see it on my
yeah.
on my feed yeah. every day. This famous NBC weatherman graduated from SUNY Oswego.
Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Who helped pick the SUNY chancellor.
That's right.
So there you go.
And he was just back up there to help break the Guinness Book World Record for longest Congo line on ice.
Oh.
Pretty ridiculous record. If you are looking to go to the city of Kingston, which exit number off the thruway will get you there in just minutes?
Oh, gosh.
Looking for the number.
Oh, gosh. I live in Red Hook.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you should be getting this. Keisha?
Eight. I don't
Ooh,
know.
Way off.
Two? Oof,
19.
Oh, way off.
The throwaway. Don't tell your friends in Red Hook.
I guess it's the opposite way, yeah.
Which member of the Legislative Correspondents Association will often randomly tweet, I need a cigarette?
Oh, Jimmy Vielkind.
Keisha Klukey gets that one. Her colleague, Jimmy Vielkind, is the correct
That was an unfair
answer.
Advantage.
Yes, it was.
Actor Tom Cruise was born in this upstate city.
Shoot, I just saw this.
The correct answer, Syracuse. Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan had this state senator for a teacher at Grover Cleveland High School.
Carl Marcellino.
Carl Marcellino. Keisha with the correct answer. Again,
You're
probably should get
me.
That one as you are the education beat reporter. Kathy Nolan, the head of education in that chamber.
Anytime there's a budget hearing and they're together, you hear that story.
That's right, that's
sure.
right. What is the name of the lighthouse on the easternmost point of Long Island? He asks two upstaters. The correct answer, Montauk.
Here's some Adirondack questions.
Yeah, right?
All right, final question of round one, mercifully. The National Comedy Center is located in this upstate city. Keisha.
Rochester?
Good guess, but no.
Take a shot in the dark. Syracuse.
Jamestown.
Oh, never would have guessed that.
Southwest portion of the state. All right, Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio, our scorekeeper. What do we have after round one?
Well, Keisha is in the lead with three correct answers. Ashley had many valiant tries, but unfortunately did not get a correct answer yet.
All right, now it is time for round two, my favorite, Who Said It? We'll play a brief clip of a voice. You have to guess who it is. Okay, here is our first voice. Who is it?
We have put more and more money into infrastructure. We have put more and more money into infrastructure.
I know it too.
Ashley chimes in.
Driscoll?
It is not.
I don't know.
The answer, Karen, who's the answer there?
Isn't it Bill de Blasio?
It is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I did not sound like him. Because I edit audio, so I know all the nuances. This is the only part of the quiz I've ever been able to do.
All right, you should absolutely get this next one. Here we go.
Tricky. Hello, Hudson Valley.
Ashley first.
Barack Obama.
That is the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. Our third one.
My family and I are going home to Arkansas.
Ashley. Bubba. Bill Clinton, the 42nd president. All right, here's an interesting one for our fourth voice.
Well, it's a beautiful autumn day here on the roof.
Oh.
Boy, I think Ashley got in first. It was very close, though.
Casey Seiler.
That is Casey Seiler of the Albany Times Union, my partner here on New York Now. Ashley dominating this round. Here is our final one. This is a unique one. Listen closely.
Come on, give me one of them thunderous welcomes that can be heard all the way from Buffalo.
That's a long one. Karen, no hints. Again, listen very carefully.
Come on, give me one of them thunderous welcomes that can be heard all the way from Buffalo.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
The correct answer, Dr. Elaine Calieros, who of course got in some trouble, as we know. Last September, when the whole bid rigging debacle that came upon Governor Cuomo's administration.
I edited that audio that I recognized going through archives to do a profile on him when he was got all the unwanted attention.
That's right. Karen, what is our score after two rounds? Ashley did well there.
Ashley 3, Keisha 0. So the pressure is on for this final round.
So the total score we have is 3-3.
3-3. Right.
Oh, man.
You no longer need your bells because we are in the final round, the lightning round. The candidates get 7 questions each. The last two are worth 2 points each. Keisha is up first. Okay. Here we go. This current state senator was elected in 2010. When he was sworn in, he was just 29 years old. Name him. Rockland County's David Carlucci, a member of the IDC. How many stories high is Albany's Corning Tower?
44. I know it was a lot.
The tallest skyscraper in the state outside of New York City. This current member of the Legislative Correspondents Association used to be the San Francisco bureau chief for his current employer.
Jesse McKinley.
Jesse McKinley of the New York Times. Which LCA reporter, as we stick with this theme, has more Twitter followers? Joe Spector of the USA Today Network or Zach Fink of New York One?
Zach Fink.
Joe Spector has about 900 more followers.
Good for Joe.
A shout out to my fellow Plattsburgh State grad. What county are you in if you live in Syracuse?
Onondaga County.
Very good. She picks up a point there. Our last two, again, worth 2 points each. Give me the number of the 117-mile-long highway that is named after former Senate Majority Leader Warren Anderson.
I don't know.
The answer, if you've ever traveled to Binghamton or Pennsylvania, I-88.
Okay. See, 87's my jam.
That's right.
Going up to Plattsburgh.
And finally, out of the 27 members of Congress from New York State, how many are women? Worth 2 points. Give me a number here.
4.
Nine.
Okay.
One third from the Empire State are women. Karen, it is Ashley's turn, but before we go to Ashley, what is the score? What does she need?
Let's see. Keisha has 5. Ashley has 3. Okay. So she needs 2 to tie, 3 to win.
Here we go. WXXI is the PBS station in what New York State city?
WXXI.
Granted, a very tough one here. That probably should have been a 2-pointer.
I don't have cable or TV.
The answer is Rochester, the great city of Rochester. Who is the chair of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee?
Denny Farrell.
Denny Farrell is correct. This upstate city's nickname is the Parlor City.
I got nothing.
Binghamton.
Okay.
Binghamton is correct. No. Where in Albany this year did Governor Andrew Cuomo give his State of the State address?
He gave it, oh my gosh, wow, I'm blanking.
The correct answer is your alma mater, the University
that's
at Albany.
Wow.
Karen, no hand gestures.
Sorry, that was
painful, sorry.
Melissa DeRosa was recently named secretary to Governor Andrew Cuomo. What famous upstate university did she graduate from?
Syracuse?
Good guess, Cornell.
Okay.
Cornell University. The final two here, worth 2 points each, and what is she? She's down one, is that right, Karen?
Yes, she has 4, Keisha has 5.
Crucial here, here we go. In 2015, a rally of around 100 people occurred in the southern tier town of Bainbridge. They were calling for secession. What did they want to call the upstate portion of this new state? This is definitely worth a 2-point question.
Got nothing.
New Amsterdam. New okay, Amsterdam.
Only Matt would know that, 'cause I think you were the only
I was
one
there.
At that rally.
To be honest, I was the only member of the Albany press corps there. It was a very small gathering. Final question, it's do or die. Here we go.
All right.
What member of Congress here in New York has a number in their last name? 5 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer, Claudia Tenney.
I was going to say that.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Claudia Tenney. Our final score today, Karen, is what?
Nice
Keisha
job.
Keisha with 5, Ashley with 4. Very close.
Keisha gets the high five from Ashley. Good sportsmanship there from our city and state reporter. Our thanks to Keisha Klucki of Politico New York and Ashley Hupfel from City and State. I'm Matt Ryan. Thanks for listening.
Really good. Really good.